This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. I know Alonzo in Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Yes.
Alonzo is here, Steve, and that means you need to go there, which is out.
Okay, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
According to the breakfast cereal's slogan, tricks are for what demographic?
Kids.
Yes. Which auto manufacturer makes the Corolla?
Toyota.
Correct. Who is currently the oldest starting quarterback in the NFL?
Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. Which New England state's motto is simply hope?
Oh, Maine?
No.
Massachusetts?
No.
Oh, wow. Connecticut?
No. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
Six?
No.
Eight?
No.
Three?
No. In the Daria intro theme, what sport is she playing in gym class?
Volleyball?
Correct. What part of the body does an ophthalmologist work with?
The eyes?
Yes. The deepest river in the world is found on which continent?
Africa?
Correct. Who played the Incredible Hulk in the 1977 TV series?
Oh, that would be Lou Ferrigno.
It would be. In meteorology, an anemometer measures the speed of what?
The speed of wind?
Yes. With that, Alonzo, you got 8 correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah is right. Yeah. Everybody's smarter in the new year, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Oh, hi there.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
According to the breakfast cereal's slogan, tricks are for which demographic?
That would be for amphibians.
No.
No, kids.
Yes. Which auto manufacturer makes the Corolla?
Toyota.
Correct. Who is currently the oldest starting quarterback in the NFL?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's him. Which New England state's motto is simply hope?
Boston?
No.
Oh, wait. Massachusetts?
No.
New Hampshire?
No. How many milliliters are in a teaspoon?
50?
No.
100?
No.
10?
No. In the Daria intro theme, what sport is she playing in gym class?
Oh, crap. I never liked Daria. I would watch Beavis and Butthead and then change the station. I don't know. Tennis?
No.
Volleyball?
Yes. What part of the body does an ophthalmologist work with?
Eyes.
Yes. The deepest river in the world is found on which continent?
Africa.
Correct. Who played the Incredible Hulk in the 1977?
Lou Ferrigno.
Yes. In meteorology, an anemometer measures the speed of what?
Animants.
No.
A meteor. A wind.
Yes. And Steve, with time on the clock, you got a score of 8, and that is another tie this morning.
You gotta be
8-8.
Dude, I have more ties than wins.
That's insane.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. Rock, paper, scissors says.
Oh, he hung up.
Well, then I guess I win with scissors.
The New England state whose motto is simply hope. Is Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
And the number of milliliters. I'm just noticing now, you guys got the same 2 wrong. The number of milliliters in a teaspoon is just 5. Yeah. Congratulations on your tie of the day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Live Night 2026 is on the calendar for February 13th, and it's a Friday night. We're going to be at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel in their brand new ballroom, and the tickets are on sale now, where you can see our show performed totally live and the men's room performed totally live, but all of the other elements that make up our shows will also be live, like the Beat Migs theme song.
The Beat Migs, that's right. I have to sing it. We're trying to sell tickets. Maybe I won't sing it then. We'll get a better sing. No, but if you want to play Beat Migs live, you'll have an opportunity to play it a couple times that night.
It's going to be so much fun. It is a spectacle like no other. Live Night presented by Pinky's Plumbing is on sale at KISW.com. We just had a jolly fantasy football season, did we not?
Oh, yes.
So jolly. And we have the commissioner of the league here at KISW to recap the season with us. It is Mike Hawk from the men's room. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody. How did we get here already? It feels like the season just started.
Right.
And now we're already done.
We went from the Seahawks to finish in fourth place behind the Arizona Cardinals. There's no chance to make it to playoffs. Some people saying maybe there's seven or eight wins or six or seven wins.
Here we go.
So now here we are, and they're considered to be the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
The rant that I went on based on exactly what you were just talking about.
Bonkers.
I saw some highlight video that saw people with on ESPN, people that have a spot at the desk. These are revered. Like, their voices are heard in the world of football. Yeah, the Seahawks, you know, they'll be lucky to get a 500 record. They're going to be, I got them for fourth place. Like, what have the Cardinals done in the last 5 years in the offseason that has made you anywhere close to putting them above us?
I don't think that was a testament to how good the Cardinals were going to be. I think that was just people thought that the Seahawks were going to be that red rock.
Right. After a good season, first season with Mike McDonald, like, really, you thought we were going to fall off the wagon that hard?
We didn't have the same quarterback. We're losing DK Metcalf. Yeah. Tyler Lockett's gone. A whole new offense.
Jeez, haters going to hate.
Potato's going to potate.
That's true also.
Well, as the Seahawks move into the playoffs, so did our Fantasy Football League, which was conducted basically over the holiday break. We took the last 2 weeks off of the year, which just so happened to be the 2 weeks of the playoffs.
No, I have not kept tabs at all. Have you, Taryn?
I don't even know how to log into it.
Danny?
I forgot to look,
Danny,
guys.
You're our coach.
I know, I forgot. No, he's not our coach. He's our general manager.
The thing is that this was a truly wild playoff series. So let me tell you guys what happened here. Let me give you a quick refresher. The way that it shook down is that the end of the year standings were that the men's room were the top of the league at the number one seed. You had the Hungry Wolf Pack with the Morning Wolf Pack run by Gabe over there as the number two seed. You guys here at Daily Migs were the number three seed. And then Eric Powers over there, who basically just set and forget. I don't think he even drafted.
Just
I think
autopilot.
Everything that he did was on autopilot.
Are we even sure he agreed to do this?
I got a verbal yes, he did sign up for it, and then that's about the last that he did.
Was it in the bathroom right next to him at the urinal?
Yes, but I wasn't going to bring that up because we don't talk in there, Steve. So here's how the first week shook out.
Oh, he does.
Is that it was the number one seed versus the number four seed, two and three, so it was the men's room versus Eric Powers. It was the Daily Mix Show versus the Morning Wolf Pack. Let's talk about that really good, tight competition that you guys had against Gabe, okay? The Morning Wolf Pack had been a thorn in everybody's side. They had a 9-6 record to end the season. You guys had a 6-9 record. Nice. To end the season. So this was going to be the tight matchup, right? And of course, that was the weekend that the Seahawks played against the Panthers. So absolutely rocked it. Sam Darnold put up 6 points more than he was supposed to. Kenneth Walker put up 15 points more than he was supposed
to. Let's go.
Charbonnet was up by 10. JSN was up by 5. You beat the Morning Wolf Pack 144 to 103 to progress to the Super Bowl.
Suck it, Gabe.
Or the fantasy bowl, as it were.
Gabe. How does our butt taste?
Cold. Wow.
Jeez.
What, that was a Kobe Shaq thing. Yo, Kobe, tell me how my taste. You guys don't know that? Well, now it's just weird. I'm asking Gabe how my butt tasted.
I'm not going to kink shame you.
Gabe, I really don't think you tasted my butt. I'm going to get a text from Gabe.
Oh, or no. HR.
Ah, crap.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the ball.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Eric Powers beat the men's room?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't it indeed, Steve?
No!
For whatever reason, Eric Powers had the greatest win of his doggone season because he had Christian McCaffrey, who was out there running a clinic, Saquon Barkley running a clinic, Joe Burrow came out of nowhere and was on fire, and unfortunately, he beat us by 3 points.
Oh, my.
Bringing it down to the championship round.
I'm actually, my heart's racing.
The Fantasy Football Championship round. Daily Migs Morning Show versus Eric Powers.
What is happening?
And while it was an excellent weekend for the Seahawks against the Niners, fantasy-wise, the points didn't show up. Eric Powers wins the whole thing.
You are
kidding me. 138-96.
I am so...
This man,
I'm speechless.
The work that he put into this team was that he filled out the email to sign up for the league. He auto drafts.
I don't even care that we lost. This is the this should be a Disney movie.
Here's the thing. I don't think he even knows that he won.
No. I'll be honest with you. You said he upset you guys. I was like, I think we won the fantasy football. I was getting I was pulling up We Are the Champions by Queen.
Oh my God.
As you said that Eric Powers beat you. I'm like, there's no way he could win two games in a row.
Can you swap it out for Beck's loser now?
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
Danny ran off to go get Eric Powers. I wonder if he's gonna show up.
I wonder if he actually still is. He might be down getting
probably
coffee.
Pouring champagne all over himself, finding out right now that he is the fantasy football champion.
Exactly.
Look who Danny found.
Oh my. Eric Powers.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Jump on over.
You have no idea what we want to talk to you about.
No, I was talking to Castle, and I totally lost track of
time. This is way more important. You'll be way happy that we pulled you from that meeting.
He was nervous.
I want you to know that you finished the regular season having only won 3 games all season long. You started Joe Burrow, who was on the injured reserve the entire season, right? So you won 3 games all season.
This is huge, guys!
Is that 3 more than you thought?
Yes! Because I let it coast!
You went on to the championship round to take on the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Yes! And once again, the upset of the century. You beat them 138-96.
No.
You won 3 games all season long, and then you swept the playoffs to take the championship.
Dude, this is a miracle.
I said, this is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I feel like I should get a parade or something. But
I was going to let you go the entire offseason not even knowing that you won.
So we wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you.
Do you have any words you want to tell all the fans?
Less is more and be super lazy and you win.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
How would you like to rock something out of the KISW Rock Shop for free? If you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus, you could pick out a piece of merch of your choosing from the Rock Shop. There's beanies, there's t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's flannels. Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, if you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for a shopping spree, kind of. You get to pick out an item of your choice from the KISW Rock Shop if you win Hook or Shook.
Which would make for a great Valentine's Day gift.
Absolutely.
Nothing says I love you more than a rock beanie.
Correct. TJ from Skagit County, you are our contestant this morning. Let's spin this wheel and see if you're playing with Steve Miggs or myself, Taryn Daly.
All right, the wheel's spinning. So far, the wheel has been favoring Taryn Daly. Will that continue? Will it be T-Dog? The answer is no. This time, it's you and me, baby. Let's win these tickets.
Let's do it.
All right, TJ, this is your clip.
Nice.
Let's come as you are from Nirvana.
Nailed it. I remember being so fired up when I figured out how to play like that like bass guitar line. And then I realized that anybody with fingers can figure that out.
I feel like
not that hard.
I feel like a Nirvana song was in probably everyone's first 3 songs they learned on guitar.
It's kind of like Smoke on the Water or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
All right, Steve Miggs, TJ did his part.
Let's go.
And very well, I might add. This is your clip.
Oh, man. That song just gets me so fired up. Freaking Papa Roach. Last Resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a flank if I cut my arm.
TJ, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with something from the Rock Shop. Have you had a chance to do any perusing?
Just briefly.
And what are you leaning towards?
Flannel.
Nice. That's a good choice.
Everybody's going with the flannel. Great pick.
Are they embroidered or is it iron-on or something?
There's two different flannels. There's one with the rock flag on the back, and then there's the one with the patch on the front.
Yeah.
Do you know which one you're looking at?
Well, if it's embroidered, the one on the back.
I believe that. I don't know.
TJ, I have no freaking idea. I'm sorry.
We just work here. We're not in merchandising.
The Daily Mix Show.
But if you don't like it, it was free.
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's been something we've talked about this morning that you would like to chat with us about, we would love to have you call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Soundgarden. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Do call up to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is our number. We were talking this week about the fact that the Yellow Beak is closing in Enumclaw, and everybody's so bummed about that because it's been a staple for a long time.
And we talked about it yesterday, so I went online just to see if there's any more information. It's still just suddenly closed their doors January 2nd, and there's hopes that they're going to eventually reopen again.
So we have Joe Dredd in Seattle right now, and you wanted to dovetail on the Yellow Beak closing.
That's right. Good morning, guys. You know what? Yeah, it seems like every time you turn around, a place that we like going to is closing down. You know, Slim's Last Chance announced that they're going to be done as of February 20th, I do believe.
That's a bummer. But
I got this notification about a week ago, you know, over the holidays. And Steve, I'm surprised you didn't know about this, but the Acropolis in Portland is up for sale.
Oh, no, we know. We're putting together a group that we're hoping to be able to purchase.
A little crowdfunding.
Joe, you want to jump in with us?
Sure, why not?
Well, you used to work at a strip club, so you could be like our consultant.
I certainly could, but you know, I got some people that live down in that Portland area, and somebody was telling me that the old man who passed away, that was his baby, and his kids are just selling stuff off.
So,
who knows? It says the property is up for sale. That doesn't mean it'll remain a strip club. So,
isn't that
who knows? But
you hear stories of like
down there recently though, and I'll tell you, it was sad all the way around, inside and outside. It was just sad. The food was sad. The dancers were sad. The atmosphere was sad. I'm like, you know what? I went there when it was much better times, so I'm good. I'm good.
That's a bummer to hear, because I think it was like Marilyn Manson, a bunch of other rock stars, when they were asked, like, what's the greatest strip club in all the world? They're like, oh, the Acropolis in Portland. Like, that was like a destination spot.
Yeah, it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, everything changes, man. You can't stop change.
That's fair. And what a weird thing, though. Like, imagine, like, when your family, sometimes you hear about stories, like, when a parent or someone dies, they give the business to their kids. Like, of all businesses to give to your kids, I'm giving you the strip club.
What if you didn't know if that was what your family did somehow, and then you learned after that? After
you know, your dad passing. was a butcher as well. That's why their steak was. No, I mean, I know it's no joke. Like, yeah,
that's insane.
That's why the meat there was so cheap and apparently just so good was because the guy was also a butcher.
And then you find out I'm being handed down a strip club.
Oh, that'd be the greatest day of my life. We turn around. We could turn that place around.
We could.
Bring it back to its glory. No,
I have
Danny?
Ideas.
You're not in?
No, we could. I'm fine with that. I don't know if we can afford it.
What was it, like $1.9 million or something, I think?
We just need one rich friend. Oh. Taryn, you have a lot of rich friends.
I have a couple rich friends. Let me do some schmoozing.
Not many of my friends are like super rich, so I'm going to need your help.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Can I share with you then the craziest thing that ever happened at the Acropolis? One of the funniest things.
To you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was many, many years ago, and it was at a bachelor party, I believe. A bunch of us are there. And if you've ever been there, it's like, Danny knows, that it's a big thing, a table that, I mean, you just sit at like almost like at a bar that surrounds the entire pole. And so this one girl comes over and goes, you want to see the greatest thing in the world? And I'm like, of course I want to see the greatest thing in the world. She's like, it's going to cost you like $20. I'm like, ah. She's like, I promise you, it's the greatest thing that you'll ever see. I was like, well, then F it.
sure. Take my money.
Here, $20 or whatever it was, $5, whatever she asked for. So then she proceeds to remove, like, lower down part of her clothing, to which she has, how do I say this in the most tactful way? You know, like the googly eyes you get at, like, a craft store?
Yeah.
She had those on her area. And I could not stop laughing. It was the funniest and greatest thing. I'm in tears. And so she goes, don't tell anybody that I just showed this to you. I was like, all right, go to the next guy. You want to see the greatest thing in the world? $20. She's like, I don't know. She's like, ask him. And then the guy looks at me. I'm like, it's worth it. And so it just kept going. Every single person was just throwing down all this money. And it wasn't even like she was the most attractive. It was just the funniest thing ever.
I got a googly eye kit thing for Christmas. I feel like maybe I should go home and surprise Brad a little bit.
Please do it and record it.
$20, Brad. I'm going to show you the greatest thing in the world. Oh my God.
Would you do that?
Yes.
Please do that for us.
I will.
Get like the super big Google eyes.
Oh my God.
Ever seen those blender? I'm like, what are those for? What doll does that go on?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I can't wait to hear the audio.
The Daily Mix Show.
Maybe we should do it at Live Night.
Oh my God, no.
No, we should not do it at Live Night.
I don't know. If you promise to do that, we might sell a couple more tickets.
Only $20 to see the greatest thing you've ever seen.
If Live Night sells out, Taryn will do it for everybody.
Oh my God. There. It's all presented by Pinky's Plumbing, the livest radio you will ever see in your life, where it's our show followed by the men's room. There's a little intermission in between where we get to all kick it and have a really good time. So not only will we be live as the hosts, but all of the sound effects will be live. The voice actors will be live. And of course, the live band will be throwing down all the jams in the theme of yachty and naughty. Yes.
Bring your googly eyes.
It's going to be so fun. Get your tickets at KISW.com.
We're going into this song?
Because my birthday is in January, I've only done dry January one time, and it's when I was pregnant with my son, and it's, you know, recommended that you stay dry the whole time.
That's a forced dry January.
That's the only one I've ever done.
How
but
dare Barrett.
A lot of people are doing it right now. I know Ryan Castle's in the house, and he's doing it. Doctors are saying it can improve your sleep.
100%.
Almost instantly.
Yeah. Let's see. Can he confirm these?
Yeah.
So definitely improving your sleep. What about supporting weight loss?
I have lost 7 pounds.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so far, you're doing a really good job promoting dry January.
A lot of that is just bloat from beer.
Beer.
You know, it comes off pretty quick.
Yeah. Lower blood pressure?
Yes,
100%. Lower blood sugar?
I'd confirm that because I'm not checking it. I can tell you that my resting heart rate is much lower when I sleep, and it's the same every night rather than being all over the place.
Well, they do recommend tracking intake, cutting back gradually, and especially for the heavy drinkers, consulting a doctor if withdrawal symptoms appear.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been. I'm not that bad at that. Hey, cool.
You're doing great.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
So I was thinking about, I'm like, okay, Ryan's doing dry January. We can't do it because we've already had drinks while on the radio a couple of times. So I was like, well, what would be our dry theme for the month? And I asked artificial intelligence, based on what they know about us, what they would say.
Okay.
So for instance, Danny, you're going to have to do dry pizza. Just crust, no cheese.
Oh my God. I'm good.
Okay.
I'll just give up pizza altogether.
I will never understand you people who don't like the crust. The crust is the best part of the pizza. But that's
I like the crust up to the crust point or the pizza bone.
Pizza
bone, yeah.
You are dry wine. You can smell it. You can swirl it. You can judge it, but then you have to drink water.
Can you butt chug it?
Yes, that's allowed. You just can't go through the mouth.
Okay, deal.
And I like mine. It's a dry sushi. Eat sushi, no soy sauce. I don't think I could do that.
Oh, really?
I like sushi without soy sauce. If it's good sushi, yeah.
I one time went to a sushi restaurant, Steve, where they said the chef, they don't have soy sauce out. They said the sushi chef would prefer that you try it without before asking for. And guess what? It actually was that good.
Put some wasabi on it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right.
I'm going to eat my pizza crust and my soy sauce.
So Danny's a hard pass. Taryn's butt chugging, and Steve is no soy sauce.
Right. Yeah. And you're not drinking. So we're
sounds like you're all winners.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you're looking for something new to put on your head to keep yourself warm this season, look no further than the Rock Shop, where the new Rock Beanie is living right now while supplies last. It's got the big classic Rock R on the front, you know, the one from the Rock logo. It's pretty sick. You can get one at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is in the house. How you doing, sir?
I haven't had a bad day in my life.
I love to hear that. Yeah. Wonderful to have you with us.
Yeah, it's always good.
It's good. It's good for me to be here, too.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And did you guys know this? It's Girl Scout season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Just talking about losing weight. So much for that.
Well, it all started just a couple of days ago. And, yeah, you could get your new cookies from the Girl Scouts. So I don't know. I'm sure they're outside the QFC right now. Or your friend at work is probably going to hit you up for his daughter's.
Oh, yes.
Cookie. Have you already been hit
I've
up?
I've been, yes. I've gotten my DM slid into. A whole bunch of people have been reaching out.
Okay, I'm willing to chip in. We have to get the new one, a new cookie joining the lineup called the Explore Mores, a chocolate sandwich cookie with marshmallow and toasted almond cream.
Hmm. And I'll give it a try. It's no Samoa, I can tell you that.
It's no Tagalong, but it's still worth a try.
Samoa is the goat.
Tagalongs are the way to go.
Yes.
They're fine.
We've already determined that Taryn has terrible taste. So.
Did you guys hear about the beloved walrus penis that was stolen from
Ryan,
a bar
where
in
New
Jersey?
Last night?
I was not at a bar in New Jersey. However, that sounds like something I might do.
It happened to be this piece behind the bar for years, and they said it was a good conversation piece. One of the bartenders from Donkey's Place is asking for help on retrieving the member of the walrus.
A group of three guys come in yesterday, really drinking for hours. I don't just stay behind the bar. I run around in the back and do tables to the grill, and I cook cheesesteaks. If you've been to Donkey's before, you may know what this is that I'm talking about or what this means. I can't say what it is because I want this video to go viral. So let's just say, let's find the guy that stole Donkey's, you know what?
The wiener.
Or if the person that stole it is watching this, please bring it back.
That's rude.
I want to know how they got it out of there.
Very creatively.
Some kind of smuggling might have happened. At first, I'm like, who would do something like that? I'm like, drunk me. If Danny and I were, all of us, we're all wasted at a bar, we'd probably try and figure out a way to get our hands on that walrus penis.
I think we've all stolen something from a bar at one point.
Pepper grinders. It was a thing for a while.
Yeah
from restaurants and bars.
At a minimum, I'd want to get a picture holding it.
Definitely.
All right, the Kraken, they play tonight over at Climate Pledge Arena against the Minnesota Wild. So hopefully the winning ways continue for your Seattle Kraken. As far as weather, 43 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD, that's what it is, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning talk.
Walrus penis.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ryan. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.